Sri Mishnah 7, Rabbi Elazar Ishbar Taisa Omer. So he said, "Tain lo mishelah, give to him what is his, she'ata v'shelach shelo, because you and yours are his." This is that Shweki song. So he says, the money that you've got, give to Hashem, give charity, use it for mitzvahs, because at the end of the day, it's not your money anyway, it's Hashem's money anyway, that he's given to you to look after, so you might as well use the money properly to give back to Hashem for Torah and mitzvahs. V'chein v'David hu amer, and so too David HaMelech said, in Divrei HaYamim, ki mimcha kol, says to Hashem, everything is from you anyway. U'miyadchen, from your hand, nesanu lach, and from your hand, so from you, we have given you. Again, and you know, saying that, like, you know, when you give tzedakah, all you're really doing is giving back to Hashem, so to speak, what He gave to you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamahalach b'derech v'shoina u'mafsik m'mishnaso, someone who's walking along the road and he's studying, for Omer mana lanze. So he's like on the road and he's learning, and he says, interrupts his studies, and he says, look how beautiful this tree is, umane nirze, look how beautiful this field is. Mala lava kasuf ki ilu mischa b'nafsho. The Torah considers it as though he transgressed against his own soul. And wow, what's going on here? So first of all, he brings that this is just the disruption of his studies. It doesn't only apply to this scenario, but applies to any scenario. And that the Mishnah was just choosing a common example. But because he was studying, and he's now interrupted his studies, he's neglected his Torah studies, so that's the transgression, you know, that he was involved in learning Torah, and that he interrupted his Torah learning for some, you know, really, at the end of the day, non-important purpose, some idle purpose. So that's the transgression over there.